What We Know About John McCain's Funeral Services by Jamie Ducharme. Details about John McCain's funeral services have been announced after the longtime Arizona senator died on Saturday. McCain, who died roughly a year after being diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer, was 81. McCain will lie in state in both the Arizona Capitol and the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Wednesday and Friday, respectively, before his burial at a private service in Annapolis on Sunday, his office said on Sunday. Senator John McCain will lie in state here at the Arizona Capitol this Wednesday, his birthday. This is a rare and distinct occurrence for a truly special man. John McCain is Arizona, and we will honor his life every way we can, tweeted Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. Here's what we know so far about McCain's memorial services and funeral as tributes to the lawmaker and war hero continue to pour in. Services will be held in Washington and Arizona. McCain will be memorialized at ceremonies in Arizona and Washington, D.C. this week. The late senator will first lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol, where a private ceremony will be held at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, which would have been McCain's 82nd birthday. Members of the public will be invited to pay their respects at the state capitol from 1 p.m. through 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Thursday, a memorial service will be held at the National Phoenix Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Pacific time, with former Vice President Joe Biden speaking. In Washington, D.C., McCain will lie in state at the United States Capitol on Friday, where a ceremony will be held at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and members of the public will be allowed to pay their respects from 1 to 8 p.m. McCain will become the 13th senator to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda, an honor reserved for the nation's, quote, most eminent citizens, according to the architect of the Capitol. The nation mourns the loss of a great American patriot, a statesman who put his country first and enriched this institution through many years of service. The Senate is keeping Cindy, the McCain family, all John's friends and staff, and the people of Arizona in our prayers at this tremendously difficult time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement confirming the senator would lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. I appreciate my colleagues and the entire Senate and House families' assistance with this honor. A memorial service in Washington, D.C. will be held at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern. McCain's office said a live stream will be available for the services at the National Phoenix Baptist Church and the National Cathedral. Two former presidents are expected to eulogize McCain. Former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush are expected to speak at McCain's service at the National Cathedral, according to AP, though the eulogies have not been officially announced. These were bitter contests, both of them, Senator Jeff Flake, Republican Arizona, told the AP. To ask them to speak at your funeral and for them to be honored at the opportunity, that tells you all you need to know. Both men have already released statements honoring the longtime Arizona senator, with Bush calling him, quote, a man of deep conviction and a patriot of the highest order. Obama, in his statement, recognized McCain's commitment to his country, writing that, we shared, for all our differences, a fidelity to something higher, the ideals for which generations of Americans and immigrants alike have fought, marched, and sacrificed. Despite those heartfelt sentiments, McCain reportedly wanted to keep his funeral simple, telling 60 Minutes last year that the ceremony should include a couple of people that stand up and say, this guy, he served his country, CBS reports. And last year, during an appearance on The View, McCain said he'd like to be remembered as someone who served his country and was proud of his family and his daughter. McCain will be laid to rest in a private ceremony at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery in Annapolis, Maryland, according to McCain's office. His gravesite will overlook the Severn River and will be next to that of his old friend, Admiral Chuck Larson.